Institute.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you?
All right, bud. How's it going?
The gilet is coming off.
All right, bud. How's it going, bud? You keeping well, bud?
You walking?
What's up?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Good. How are you, Darren?
I'm absolutely perfect.
Good. This is a bonus episode of the Stala podcast where we answer listener questions.
We should also mention that the tickets are on sale for...
For what?
Stala Live at Vicar Street.
Oh.
October 20th. They're in the stratosphere now. They're out there.
Yep. How did we forget?
How did we forget?
You just forgot.
And you forgot.
Going fast.
They aren't they?
Mm. Like hot cakes. They're selling like hot cakes.
Yeah.
Get them before they're cold cakes. Get them cakes.
Yeah, because it's nothing worse than having cold cakes.
No.
You don't want to be one of them people with cold cakes.
Do you want a cold cake or not? Well, then get them while they're hot. Get the hot cakes.
Is apple tart nicer when it's hot or cold?
You don't want it too hot. You want it to cool down a little bit.
But you don't want the cold either.
Some people, that's probably a bad example. Some people do like cold apple tart.
Well, that's odd.
They find it perfectly normal.
I think it's pretty normal to have a cold apple tart.
What the fuck is a hot cake now that I think about it?
Yeah.
Like hot a cake, like...
Muffin? No, is it? Is it muffin a cake?
You need that at room temperature.
Is it croissant? Is it croissant? That's a pastry, yeah?
Yeah, it's not a cake.
It's sort of a cake, though.
It's not a cake.
Comes out of the oven.
A little bit.
It's kind of like a cake.
Anything that comes out of an oven is a cake.
French cake.
Even lasagna.
Roast chicken cake.
Yeah. Is it cake or not? And then you slice down and it's a cake.
For
chicken is a cake. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, I smell a live show slideshow coming up.
Cake on that. Oh, stop the lights. And the tickets are like hot
New
chicken.
Runner. Cake on that. Cake.
And you just cut me foot in half. It's not a cake. Not a fucking cake. Get your tickets.
Yeah, because you don't want to be a cold cake. You loser.
Owen, producer Owen, do we have any listener questions?
We have a few.
Good.
Giz one.
Not a question.
There never really is anymore, is there?
There's just a lot of commentary, really.
Yeah, we allow it.
So David says, please, for the love of God, I suppose this is a request rather than a statement. Please, for the love of God, Owen, never let Joe do accents again, especially a Manchester accent. Jesus Christ, it was so bad. I'd rather put a fork under my toenail and kick a wall.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was a bad one. I remember I couldn't sleep that night. Because I felt like I could hear it in my head. Do you ever hear an accent that, like, I know what it fucking sounds like, but when you try to say it, it just doesn't come out?
It's like you're trying to find the lyrics to a song, and you have it in your head. Then when you try and sing it, it's just like...
Yeah. Duly noted.
It's pretty bad, look.
But respect anyone that can do, not even accents, but impressions.
Yeah.
Like, to a T. Like, hell.
I respect impressionists that can do the impression, but say their own lines, say their own angle at it, like, and use their own dialogue and just make up shit on the spot. Because you can get impressionists that just, like, do a quote from a film as that person.
It's been a while now since you've done Christopher Walken.
Yeah, it's just a quote from Christopher Walken from Pulp Fiction, so it's not really that good or impressive.
I'd say.
You know...
Oh!
This watch was in his ass.
For how long?
5 years, my son. That's it, really. I can't say I'm going to Holt for a sea swim.
Try it there.
I'm going to Holt for a sea swim.
I mean,
it's a bit bad, like, it's a bit shit.
People would be jealous. Like, it comes easy and natural to you, but it's very difficult for most people to pull that one off.
Yeah, I suppose, like...
Do you think you could scam people pretending to be Christopher Walken and getting them to send you money?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Great. The money was just resting in my account.
Okay. Next one. Eddie wants to know.
Come on, Eddie.
Wants to know, if you could be one household inanimate object, what would you choose?
I feel like we've had this one about 100 times.
No,
And I'll say it again, a lamp. What are you missing?
You said a lamppost. And he picked a phone box, I think.
What?
Something it's not a household like object, though.
Yeah, but no. Boxing, I guess? That's what I'm saying. We didn't have the household version of this. We had a more general version, I think.
Eddie.
A household object.
I'd say a bed, so people could just lie on me.
You sick bastard, yeah.
What's sick about
you,
that?
See, you just want people.
I just love the comfort.
You just want people lying on you.
Is it? Yeah. All right, then a couch. So people sit on me.
You're in the wrong business, man.
Or else a carpet so people can walk on me.
Yeah, a fireplace so people can poke me.
Jesus. I feel like everything's going to lead to that.
Yeah. A PlayStation so people can play with me. That's a little bit more tame.
I think that's worse.
Yeah.
Worse? Oh, yeah. I need to play with someone.
What's worse?
A ball.
Someone lying on you or someone playing with you? In that context of what we're thinking.
A door so someone can bang me. Or a door so someone can shut me up.
I feel like I can't even fucking say one now unless it's that.
Come on.
That's a tough one.
It's a tough one. A light so someone can turn me on.
Can you think of one now that's not sexual?
At this point, you've just...
I think you just can't, can you?
Mm. A table.
So people can...
Lay you.
So people can put plates on me. And eat from the plates.
A table, you get a bit of conversation. Yeah.
Boo.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Get a bit of conversation. Why do you talk to your table?
I mean, you wouldn't be able to participate in the conversation, but you could be a third party.
And watch me.
Yeah, but they just sit there staring at you blankly. It might get a bit weird.
That's what it feels like when you have a dog. Just looks at you. What the fuck are you looking at, man?
Does your dog go to you or Moira more?
Moira.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Except when I walk in the house for the first time, then it'll jump around and piss on the floor with excitement at that age.
Shocking.
So annoying.
Shocking. That was my Manchester accent.
Shocking.
Anything else happening here?
Yep. Brian wants to know, if you could relive experiencing something for the first time again, what would you go for? Brian says he'd go for the first time he tasted a Wisp of Gold. It was the greatest joy of his childhood. But yours doesn't have to be food.
A couple of years, Eddie.
Wisp of Gold.
It must be only a young flizzy.
Crunchy, is it?
No, Wisp of Gold's out. Donkeys, yes. Yeah.
But they're not out. I don't think they're out anywhere near over 6-7 years.
Wisp of Gold was launched in 1995.
Yeah, it must have been a different one with like gold bits in it.
It was then this
one we know came out about 6-8 years ago.
It was discontinued in 2003 and was relaunched in 2009. So.
Well, that's a common misconception then.
Okay. I feel like the Wisp of Gold issue is... Do you want to answer the question?
Wisp of Gold then?
No.
Wisp of Gold.
It's not specifically about food stuffs. That's just what Brian picked.
Mm. Jovan.
Oh, falling in love for the first time. I'd like to experience, I'd done parachuting before, but it was very cloudy. Mm. And I'd like to, and it just kind of felt like getting a blow dryer blown in your face. So it didn't really feel very pleasant. And then like a hurt as well, because it was really tight strapped. But I'd like to see the ground as I fall towards it and see if I'd feel any different. I'd like to parachute again.
Hmm. Abseiling.
Oh!
No, you wouldn't.
Without being afraid.
That's
I'd
not...
I'd like to do it confidently.
That's
and I'm only
not
saying
the question.
He said that and it sounds similar and I can't think of an answer.
getting the bus for the first time. I remember getting the bus by myself for the first time. I felt so fucking proud of myself.
Maybe the pictures.
Going to pictures for the first time.
I don't even remember the first time I went to pictures. I think it was to see Toy Story though.
Yeah, adds up. Adds up. Times match up.
Oh,
we got there. Oh, we got there.
The first time going into Extravision.
You remember
can I say, that? Can I have that again? Like, and can I change it up a bit and say one thing that I want again and just flip it on its head? Is that all right? Can I do that?
So it's not necessarily doing it for the first time, but just doing it in general.
Yeah.
I like that. That's sweet.
Can we pick that?
If you like.
It is the bonus episode.
It is the bonus episode, yeah. It's a bit more relaxed around here.
Yeah, and it is a podcast, like, so...
Let's say you walked in there today, right now, where all the films and stuff that's out. All of the films are there. It's like the Netflix of reality, but in reality...
And Netflix doesn't exist, like...
And you can take home one DVD to watch tonight. What's that DVD? So you're going in, you're getting your popcorn, your iceberg or whatever the fuck you're getting out of it.
Gerald's Game.
Gerald's Game. The
Michael Douglas.
Okay.
That's a real Extravision DVD or video, you'd see.
Okay. It was out in 2017.
Gerald's Game?
How was that?
Oh, no, not the Netflix. Oh, The Game. Just The Game. It's just called The Game.
The Game?
Yeah. Pretty good.
97. Yeah, that adds up a bit more.
It's pretty good. That ever is. See that?
No.
No.
It's very, very
I'm good. Guessing it's about infidelity.
Yeah.
Yeah? It always is with that. What, Michael Douglas? Wasn't he in that Bunny Boyle film as well? Like every Michael film Douglas, he was in.
Michael Douglas, Sean Penn, directed by David Fincher.
Banger. Yeah.
What's the first video cover that pops into your head when you think of Extravision?
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Is it?
Yeah.
What about you, Al?
Or Dude, Where's My Car?
Extravision.
I'm thinking like Shrek.
Psycho.
Yeah, Psycho is a big one. That is a big show.
Remember that was everywhere. Just black and white, you know?
My one is Arachnophobia.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah. Oh, what was the big or Twister. Snake one?
Twister.
Twister, yeah, Twister yeah.
Was one, yeah. Yeah, the Science.
Yeah.
There was a video shop called Video Vision or something like that. It was like an Extravision knockoff, but it was on the corner of... It was on the North Strand where the Five Lamps is, and it shut down. And I remember when it shut down, it shut its shutters and everything. And that night when it shut down, people broke into it. Jeez. And everyone was just getting videos and stuff out of it. Everyone, like. It was like, I fucking remember that in my head so clearly.
Looting?
Yeah, it got looted. It got looted. But it shut down, like it was shut down. And everyone was like, fucking, let's just get a load of videos then. I wish you could Google your memories. Like your memories.
You can on Facebook. The ones you wrote anyway.
Kids will.
Bored. Who's coming out? Bored. Who's coming out? That was a... probably every time I look at me memories on Facebook.
Who's active?
Bored. Who's out?
It's so weird.
Who's going on the drink?
I was at that thing yesterday and it was like a fucking family thing, but there was kids getting on the bouncy castle and they were saying to the kids that were behind them in the queue, they said, oh, we were over at the swings, look at me stories. And I just think it's mad that there's like kids that have Instagram and
Jesus, yeah.
Are like saying, look at what I've been doing on me stories. Like, it's just weird.
Every single day your life will be documented.
Yeah, I'd say there's a photograph of my kids for every day they've been alive.
Yeah.
And it's all backed up on Google Drive, so you can just like when they're older they can just like pick a date and time and find a video or picture of them at that exact age.
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Okay, last question from Jer. Last week, me and my cousin were out playing basketball.
Shooting hoops.
We don't get many basketball-related questions.
No.
My cousin did an over-the-head shot from past the halfway line, and it went in. Nothing but net. So Jer's question is... Oh, he also says, we didn't record it, but it definitely happened. And his cousin is absolutely chuffed. Jared's question is, I was wondering if you could do one thing just once, like shoot a miracle shot in basketball, what would you pick?
And it's never captured, but it just lives in your memory.
It's just for you. It can be captured, but like you're not going to get rich or famous off this. This is not,
Fuck.
I'd like to do every trick you can do on a skateboard at a skate park for like 15 minutes.
As in a row?
Yeah, just do all of them.
That's greedy.
No, but...
Why don't you just do a
fucking kickflip, a
1080 or whatever it is now.
If you're doing everything dressed as Darth Maul.
All right.
A hole in one on a par four. Boom.
That's pretty good, yeah?
That would be impressive.
That'd be very satisfying.
Did I take the piss there picking all that? And does that even make sense of the question at all?
But when you went through the tricks, you said very basic tricks. You're like, do it, Ollie.
I don't know the other ones.
You set the bar real low.
In underground.
It popped shove it. That's like the only trick that I could do.
What's a really difficult one then?
Oh, like, I don't. Like, there was fucking airwalks and all, and Tony Hawk's where they were doing mad tricks. The sack tap. Do you remember the sack tap? Yeah. That felt doable.
Fucking thing.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thanks very much for listening to that.
Nice one.
More questions next time.
Yeah, send them in to stala@goloudnow.com.
And if you haven't already, do it.
Yeah, and if you haven't already, get tickets for the live show.
Yeah, they're on sale.
October 20th.
They're on sale there. We're going to be coming out on the stage giving the big one.
The large one. Giving it the large.
Giving it the large portion. Yep, Bob.
We'll see you there on October 20th. Get your tickets at ticketmaster.ie or com, or, you know, just Google it. Really. Just Google it. You'll get them. See you.